You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Hear what leading addiction and recovery experts are talking about, addiction trends, topics, and challenges, as well as personal stories, research, practices, and advances that point the most promising way to freedom.
And welcome into the Freedom From Addiction podcast, coming to you straight from the campus of Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm your host, Derek, Creative Outreach Director for the campus. And in the studio with us today, I'm glad that you're here. We have one of our female residents in the studio today. She's going to be sharing her story of freedom. Everybody say hi to Sabrina.
Hi.
We are so glad that you're in the studio today. And there may be someone listening today that may have a loved one struggling with addiction, or they're struggling with addiction themselves. And your story is going to bring some hope to someone listening today. Let's start with your story.
Hi, my name's Sabrina. Of course, you know I'm a resident here at Adult and Teen Challenge. I just want to first say I hope I can share a little bit about God's faithfulness in my life and His persistent love in pursuing me. Also, believers in the church that were a reflection of God's love in my life and my daughters. I wouldn't have been able to be here if it wasn't for the community of believers that I have in this area that have helped me and my family. And of course, just experience His redeeming grace and mercy here at Adult and Teen Challenge. I grew up originally in Nashville, Tennessee. My mom and dad were Baptist and Catholic.
And how was that experience?
Well, I must say, I mean, I love those old gospel songs.
Yeah, two different worlds.
Well, my dad always said we went to Catholic church to get the donuts. And, you know, that tells you a lot. He was from Brooklyn, New York. And my mom was Baptist and just a good old Southern girl. And we went so we wouldn't go to hell. And but a relationship with Christ wasn't exactly what we talked about. And, you know, my prayers, I believe God had a calling on my life ever since I was little. I'd pray and I knew there was something more and I wanted something more, but I didn't know how to get that. I had no relationship with God. We looked the part of a Christian family for sure. My mom and dad were a handsome couple and, we never did without anything in our life. My dad was military. What I didn't know as I grew up is, my dad was a sweet, passionate, loving, passive man. But he also had violent tendencies, and most of that had to do with untreated PTSD from the war. That was, we just didn't speak about. When he'd get angry, we didn't speak, we didn't talk, we didn't exist. It was just part of the family. I felt like I was just invisible. I sought my recognition through athletics and music. I was always a big cello player, and my dad always believed that every child should be involved in sports, so I was a swimmer. I grew up swimming and became very good at it, and most of my childhood was good memories, fond memories at the pool. I must say that that as I grew a little older, we didn't go to church anymore, and I kind of wandered off. When I was 18, I really didn't have any trouble with alcohol or drugs as a young girl in high school. But what I do remember is someone saw me at some point and they said, "You're really pretty. You should think about modeling." And I said, well, and what I realized is that my outside exterior could attract a lot of people and I could have a lot of attention. I didn't have a lot of attention.
So wait a minute. You were a model?
I was.
Sabrina was a model?
Well, I really don't talk. I haven't talked about it for years because I guess.
Look, you are already beautiful inside and out. I wish folks could see you live here in the studio. Sabrina is a mature, middle-aged woman in our program. She's doing awesome. You're beautiful inside and out. That's awesome that you were a model.
Oh, now, thank you so much.
So let's hear that story.
Well, someone saw me and, off to New York I went actually. I modeled in New York, Chicago, and Atlanta.
Wow.
I was a fit model. A lot of designers, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein.
Wow.
I had Bill Blass. We did a lot of couture modeling, they call it. And I was the girl next door. So I did a lot of what do they call catalog work. I was more of a model that they could use, not just a runway model. So I got really good at it. Flying back and forth, I had people picking up towels. I stayed in the nicest hotels, lived at the Waldorf Astoria in New York.
Wow.
And, I had everything, really, at age 21.
It would seem like it.
It seemed like it. I lived with gay designers and, we had fun. We went to all the nice restaurants and saw all the actors and actresses eating. And it was just so much fun. It just, everything just was so glamorous and shiny and beautiful. And
so you had all of this going for you. You were a model traveling the world in New York with all these famous designers, staying in ritzy hotels.
I did.
What led you to hit rock bottom? Because to the natural eye, it seems like you had it all, right?
Well, actually, I mean, I don't know if I would call that my rock bottom, but I will say that was when I had a glimpse of seeing God's reflection in someone else. At the time, I was in Chicago. Chicago was absolutely beautiful, and I was modeling with these girls, and they were so kind to me, and they were so sweet. You know, it was very cutthroat. A lot of girls didn't want to be your friends there, and these girls knew Christ, and they belonged to this organization called Models in Christ. And so I wanted to know more about it. I wanted Christ in my life. If they had all this, they didn't care about what their exterior was or how many jobs they did or how much money they had or who they were hanging out with. It was just so, I don't know, it was so refreshing. I just couldn't believe that they didn't live a life like
what you had seen, right?
Yes, what I was seeing.
Right.
Yeah. And you got to understand, I was just a Southern girl. You know, I was used to just being a country girl from Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, I didn't know what it was living this fast lifestyle, but I knew it was something that I wouldn't be able to do very long. I was acting pretty wild, very promiscuous, doing a lot of drugs, and a lot of these girls, they saw me and they were like, you know, why don't you come and hang out with us for a little bit? And little did I know, I was going to this non-denominational church with them, and we all got baptized together in Lake Michigan. I gave myself to the Lord. I got baptized. I wanted to live a new life. I'm flying back and forth to Nashville, and I go to a Presbyterian church where I meet my future husband. He loves the Lord and knows the Lord, and he had worked for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he was a Cincinnati baseball player in his younger years. And I thought, this is it. He knows the Lord and he doesn't drink. He had been faithful to God through all those years. He was a virgin. And I didn't know there were Christians out there that actually believed that they were to save themselves for their spouse. I mean, that was something that was so wholesome to me. And I thought, oh my gosh.
A whole new world.
It was a whole new world opening up to me. Yes. It was a whole new world that people actually exist. I mean, I thought you were just unicorns. You know, I just thought, oh, that's just make believe. People really existed that actually lived their life for Christ. So I did marry him, a wonderful man. We had two beautiful kids together and a wonderful life for a while. But my relationship with the Lord was very limited. I did not have any spiritual women in my life to help me mature. And I stopped going to church. I had a lot of difficulty with the kids. And, you know, I'd never been a mom before. And my mom and dad weren't willing to help me raise my children. And I don't know. I just had I felt alone. And my husband, there was something like I couldn't ever really I didn't have a relationship with God, so I couldn't really let go of this guilt and shame I was holding on to all those secrets I had from New York. And everything that had been bottled up for all those years, I felt dirty, to be honest with you. And the Lord had not cleansed my heart. I had not truly gone to Him in confession. And I had an opportunity in my marriage, I guess, to make a choice whether I should stay married or divorce. My husband at the time we weren't getting along, and he ended up choking me. And he's not that kind of man. If you met him today, he's a wonderful, wholesome, great father figure to my two older kids. But the heat of the moment got to him, and he flew in a rage, and we divorced because of that. You know, looking back on it now, I wish that I would have taken the time to give him another chance, but I didn't.
Sure.
But I did. I loved him dearly, and I do love him dearly today. When we divorced, I knew my marriage had failed. I had no relationship with God. I felt embarrassed to go to God and kind of tell him, well, here, I wanted to give my life to you. Here, I thought I was, you know, marrying this wonderful, wholesome man, and all of a sudden I've failed at this. But I tried, my attempts were trying to go to church and try to know the Lord, or try to do the right thing, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I had tried a couple of different churches. And I ended up meeting another man. And this man had a lot of money. And to me, it was just another way of not dealing with reality. And I went back to what I knew, which was materialistic things. And I depended a lot on him. And we married and did not have any children together. A couple of years later, my son gets cancer. He's 8 years old. And I had an opportunity to either seek the Lord in comforting me during this time and praise him in spite of my circumstances, or to what I did, which was pick up a bottle and drink. I chose to drink alcohol. And so for 5 years, I tried to hold it together. But during those 5 years, my son had almost died 5 times. And I was broken. Completely broken. My marriage was falling apart. We ended up divorcing. I was raising 2 kids by myself, one with cancer.
That had to be hard. Oh. I mean, you have 2 marriages that kind of fall apart. Everything else going on in your life, plus now your son has cancer.
I mean,
I can totally understand, and I think anybody else would too. I mean, I think all of us would feel some sort of brokenness with that much going on in our life.
I was. I had people come to me, you know, it's funny, I remember them saying, you know, if I had a child who had cancer, I would drink too. You know, oh, you should go home, just have a drink and it'll make you feel better. But I didn't have anybody who knew the Lord and said, you know, why don't you get on your hands and knees and pray? And I was alone for many years taking care of him and my daughter.
So let's fast forward, because we're almost out of time. We have about 2 minutes here, and I know you have so much notes in front of you to share. Let's fast forward. Tell us what happened to your son, and fast forward a little bit to, I guess, when you started climbing the mountain again and finding the healing, and kind of what led you to Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South. Can you fast forward just a little bit, since we're almost out of time here?
Yeah, I think that what got me here finally was, out of 13 years, I kept struggling with alcoholism through this. I was so mad at God. My son got better, I got worse. And my life.
So how, your son is okay?
My son is okay now.
Awesome.
He is, yes. But our relationship with my son and my daughter was definitely distorted and damaged through that. I didn't allow anybody to love me during that time. My dad had recently passed away before I got here to Adult and Teen Challenge. And, I thought that my life was completely done for. I thought, I felt abandoned by God when my son got cancer. When men, were in and out of my life, I felt all alone. I went to my pastor and literally just cried and said, I can't take it anymore. I can't do it. I can't live this life anymore. I don't want to live. And he said, I really feel like I have a choice for you, and you can go to Adult and Teen Challenge. Christ will change everything for you, you'll see. And so that's what happened. I had to go somewhere and prepare myself, actually, to get off all my medicines. I had been on antidepressants for many years. And what I have...
And let me stop you there in case folks are listening and they're like, well, you got to get off medicine before you come to Adult and Teen Challenge. Yes and no. Like if you're coming here and you're on blood pressure medicine or some physical medicine, you can be on those. But antidepressants, just because of the addiction and the struggle there, we are a non-clinical facility. And so it's not that we...
Correct.
Say no to that. We just can't handle it because we don't have the medical staff to deal with that. So just to clarify on that.
Okay. And if anyone hears this, so they know, is that what I realized is I never needed the medicine.
Absolutely.
I had so much guilt and shame in my life that was undealt with, and so many hurts.
The medicine was a mask.
Yes.
Yeah. Band-aid.
Yes, right. Very much so. Yeah. And I am completely, depression is gone. I've been...
That's awesome.
Yeah. My children, my John and Alex, my relationship with them have been restored. I literally wake up with a anticipation and just a joy in my life now, looking for what the Lord's going to do for me in my life. I never had that before. I mean, it was just doom and gloom.
We have about 30 seconds. For those that are listening, give some hope to that wife, the mother, the daughter, the friend.
If I just want to say that you don't have to keep your secrets to yourself, that you don't have to let pride get in your way, that you can go to your pastor, you can call us, and you can reach out to others. You're not alone. Nothing's wrong with you. It's that we need to be led back to the Lord. And I just feel like the Lord has healed me in my brokenness. He has literally brought me back where I can live life again. And I never thought I could do that. And it's only through His grace and mercy that He's been able to show me love.
Sabrina, what a powerful testimony. I know you didn't get to share so much of it just because of time. But wow, I'm sure those listening... Are as moved as I am. It's a powerful testimony. I wish we had more time to share the rest of your story. But I think folks kind of get the gist of where you've been, where you've came from, and what God has done in your life. You're a walking miracle, and we are so proud of you. We're so glad that you're here and being a part of the Adult and Teen Challenge family. If you or a loved one is struggling with some sort of addiction, you are not alone. You can always find help from us by visiting our website at tcmidsouth.org, or you can call today 423-756-5558. Sabrina, thanks for being in the studio today. God bless you so much.
Please be advised that this podcast is meant for educational and informational purposes only and is in no way a replacement for legal or medical advice. The opinions contained within are solely those of the interviewers and interviewees and should be received as so. Those seeking help or advice are encouraged to obtain professional legal and medical services.